Good evening, boys and girls, and welcome back to Bedtime Stories with Papa Rip. I'm Papa Rip. Tonight's Christmas story is called The Wild Christmas Reindeer by Jan Brett. Tika was excited and a little afraid. This year, Santa had asked her to get the reindeers ready to fly on Christmas Eve. Tika had never done this before, and she wanted everything to be perfect. Tika lived up in the Arctic in the shadows of Santa's winter farm. The last of the snow geese had flown south, and everyone's mind was on Christmas. The workshop was alive with the sounds of saw-sawings, hammer-hammerings, and brushes painting as they all worked to have the toys and presents ready for delivery on Christmas Eve. Tika knew it was time for her to go in and search for the reindeer. They had been out in the tundra, wild and free, since last Christmas, and Tika was sure they wouldn't want to go back into the winter farm to train. She would have to be strong and firm. At last she found them. Bramble and Heather, Windwept and Lichen, Snowball, Crag, Twilight, and Tundra. Tika took a deep breath and shouted, "Let's go! Move! Move! Move!" The reindeer were bewildered by Tika's voice. Their heads went up to see who this loud creature was. But they let her herd them together and headed back towards the winter farm. Tundra gave her the most trouble. Tika didn't know that he considered himself the leader and was not used to being bossed around. He liked to stay next to the Twilight, but she was separated from him and running near the front. When they got to the barn, Tika put them in different stalls. Tundra snorted impatiently. By the next morning, Tika went into the barn. All the reindeer were restless and upset. Lichen was afraid of Crag, who kept nipping at him. Bramble was so worried, she drove Heather wild, and Twilight kept calling out to Tundra, who was just plain angry and stamping his hooves. Tika groomed each reindeer. She wanted them to look sleek and glossy for Santa. One by one, she brushed and combed their hair, and pushed and pulled their tangled manes. She brushed so long and hard that their ears started to turn pink. Tika took the reindeer outside. Now she was ready for the real training to begin. Snowflakes danced in the air as she tried to stand them in two lines and put their harnesses. But they wouldn't stay lined up. She had to put Tundra at the back with Heather instead of in the front with Twilight. So he kicked out at Heather, who then bolted into Bramble. Tika scolded the reindeer. "Don't move," she cried. But they all ran off wild-eyed, and she had to go after them and bring them back. The next day, Tika harnessed the reindeer in the barn before taking them out into the snow. Everything went right until she got them lined up outside and tried to steer them first to the left and then to the right. To make the sleigh fly, they would need to pull together smoothly, but everything went wrong. Tundra crashed into Heather, Snowball blew up at Bramble, Windswept knocked over Twilight, and then Lichen locked antlers with Crag. "Stop!" Tika cried as she watched the reindeer paw the air. "Unhook!" she shouted as they tried to free their long antlers. Then Lichen and Crag fell over into the snow. The harder they pulled, the more their antlers locked. Reindeer were frantic, and Tika only made it worse by yelling at them. Tundra and Heather rushed to help, but the antlers did not break free. Windswept nudged at Lichen, and Bramble ran to help Crag. But the more they tried to help, the more they got tangled up themselves. Their necks strained and their muscles bulged, but their antlers did not budge. Tika wailed, "Oh, please! It's almost Christmas Eve!" But the reindeer could not move. A frosty silence hung in the air. Tika looked at the tangled reindeer, once so bold and free, and began to cry. "It's my fault," she said. I spent all my time yelling at you instead of helping. I'm sorry. And one by one, she gave each reindeer a hug. Tomorrow, she said, we'll go to work in a new way. No yelling, no screaming, and no bossing. I promise. Let me try to help you get free. The reindeer listened to this new voice. Heather's eyes sparkled. Craig's cracked a reindeer grin. Bramble giggled and Snowball sighed. Tundra laughed and Twilight smiled. The more they laughed, the more they shook, and as they shook, their antlers rattled and rubbed. And before Tika could do anything, she heard a sprung sound. It was the antlers jiggling free. Quietly, Tika led the reindeer back into the barn. She sleeked their coats, she gently brushed their ears and combed out their manes. Tundra nuzzled her cheek. The next day, the reindeer lined up in two lines, ready for the harness, with Twilight and Tundra leading the line. They practiced turning left and they practiced turning right. Tika directed them softly. Tundra pulled for Twilight. Bramble was gentle to Lichen. Windswept helped Heather, and Snowball nestled against Craig. Together, they practiced long and hard. They didn't notice that it was getting dark, and they almost didn't hear a jingle in the distance. It was Santa, standing by the sleigh, piled high with presents and ready to go. Now the reindeer were ready too, and Tika led them to the sleigh. Santa smiled and nodded his thanks. Then he climbed aboard and waved to Tika, who watched as the wild reindeer rose up together and carried the sleigh off into the night. The end. Thanks for listening, boys and girls. Hope you have a good night. Sleep tight. And I'll catch you next time on Bedtime Stories with Papa Rick.